And this morning we've got Panapa Eho. Panapa is the paumahi from Whare Ora, and for the past 2 years, Hikurangi Enterprises project Whare Ora has been working to house whānau in the Tai Rāwhiti. Now, Whare Ora is currently attempting to establish a manufacturing facility in Ruatoria. Ata Maria, Panapa.
Ata Maria.
So why was this project developed?
As many of you know, Ruatoria is a rural, highly Māori populated area, and like many of our whānau around the motu in those circumstances, there's dire needs of basic health needs like housing, and when you're generally out on the limb, you're generally forgotten. So our whakaro is, and generally what happens with interventions that are needed by people is it's best done by the people for the people rather than others trying to do it for us. So we've really lent in. We know that as a baseline, if you can house your people in accessible, healthy and affordable homes, then everything else can raise off that. But if you're cold, if you're Māuiui, and from your whare, then it's pretty hard to make headway in life.
So how do you work with the whānau who need homes?
So what we've been doing over the last couple of years is getting the proof in the pudding, proving the concept of being able to build, healthier and affordable and accessible homes. And part of the hardest bit is for our whānau to be able to access finance to be able to afford them. Not many of our whānau have literally tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting around in their back pocket to buy, and because of household income being relatively low, the banks won't lend to us. So we've been developing a finance mechanism over the last couple of years, which we're running at our first couple of pilots this year. And that really comes from, the key of it is the relationship with whānau. So a couple of years ago, we put out a tono to see who would be interested. And in 24 hours, we had 684 people kind of tono for it. And we're now going through the process of the first handful of whānau that will go through. And like I said, it's really dependent on relationships. Like when we have high needs whānau that many of our whānau live day to day, week to week, and when for some people you might blow a radiator in your car or something like that, and it's not a big deal. But actually, for most of our whānau, that's the difference between having kai on the table or having heating that week, etc., etc. And so we've really had to work on developing scaffolding or support mechanisms that go with our whānau, and that's really dependent on relationships. So our townships are small, everyone knows each other, and so it's really kind of leaning into that space and making sure that the whole program is de-risked for our whānau, who, and from a financial perspective, are usually more at risk than the general population.
So why are you able to build more homes than Kāinga Ora?
I guess we have I don't know if we've built more, but we have the privilege, or we're in a space where we aren't constricted by historical bureaucracy. So Kāinga Ora came out of Housing New Zealand, and it's got layers and layers and layers and layers of bureaucracy in it, which makes it very, it doesn't make it very agile. It's like trying to turn an ocean line around. We're relatively young in comparison to Kāinga Ora, Housing New Zealand, but we specifically keep ourselves very agile as well. So when we've been building our waka, we've been building it to be a speedboat, not an ocean liner.
Yeah, you've got the little waka that buzzes around the big ships. So the government and businesses tend to centralise house building, and why are you wanting to develop a manufacturing facility in Ruatoria? Wouldn't it be more logical or business-like to develop in say, Gisborne or other major centres?
Well, I think if we look at capitalism, it would be where the majority of the benefit of the activity goes to an individual or individual profit. the way we've created our model is that we have off-site manufacturing facilities, or we've got one at the moment. We're about to do one in Gisborne. We're about to do one in Ruatoria, and we're looking at supporting whānau in Wairoa and in Kaikohe to set them up as well. And the whakaaro behind that is that we really want to have, and it's been proven and it's been shown and proven over and over again with all the major weather events, is that we need local resilience in all aspects of the key parts of our community life. So the ability to feed yourself, the ability to house yourself, the ability to fuel yourself, is that it's no good if the roads, and especially for Tairāwhiti, if the roads aren't there, then you can't get anything in. So it wasn't that long ago that our tūpuna, probably four generations ago, that they were building out of their local materials. And so for us, it's developing the capacity within our own communities to be able to, for this example, is house ourselves.
That's excellent. Yeah. So how many homes have you built so far?
In the last 2 years, we've just done over 50.
Oh wow! And how many do you hope to build?
Well, it's a bottomless pit, really. Yeah. But the next 24, oh, sorry, the next 12 months, we'll be aiming for around 100.
Oh, thank you very much, Pānapa, and all the best for your mahi. Oh, that's right. How many people are you employing to do this?
We currently have 10 full-time people in the build space, and we've got six whānau employed in a portable milling crew, which mills our timber from our own whenua to go into the whare.
Oh, thank you so much. We look forward to hearing more about what you're doing with Whare Ora, and also I'm sure the people of Wairoa and the Far North will be looking forward to hearing from you further. Nō reira, kia ora, tēnā koe.
Kia ora.